Blog Talk Radio. Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences. And it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. For you see, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your phone calls for that free angel guidance, that free angel advice. The number to call in on the show is 646-716-6206. 6794. Again, that call-in number for that angel advice with myself and the posse of angels is 646-716-6794. But before we get to our callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in by computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the many archive shows that have all been archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. And I can't believe we're coming up to almost 3 years of these weekly shows. And the number of the shows is past 150 now. So welcome wherever you're listening from. Now, firstly, I would like to thank all the callers who called in to the one-day contest last week to celebrate my birthday on October the 7th. All those callers on that day went into a random draw for one person to win a free intuitive counseling session with me, or a Reiki session or an angel reading. And I'm very, very happy to announce that the winner of the Angel Healing House birthday contest is phone number 443-905-0204. And this caller's name was Kathy. So, Kathy, if you are listening, I'll be calling you. You can call into Angel Healing House, 312-773-716 after the show today. But I will be calling you after the show to schedule your free session. And so once again, I'd like to thank everybody who participated. I had so many callers, and it was such a great success that I will be doing another contest soon. People said, oh, can you do another contest, not just on your birthday, for that free session? And that will be coming up. Perhaps I'll do that as a Christmas gift this year. I'd just like to say that a very dear friend and client related a wonderful story to me about her godchild, and it had to do with my beautiful book about my based on my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith. You know, when this client first came to me and she saw my book, she said, I'd love to buy a copy as my godchild was born, and in lieu of other gifts, the parents have asked for books to create a library for him. As the child grew older, and he was a toddler, and he started walking and engaging in the world, he became interested in the lovely bookshelf full of books that were ready for him to explore. When my friend's godchild stood in front of the bookshelf, he stood in silence for a few minutes. This is only a toddler. And then purposely reached out and selected out of all the books on the shelf, there were many, my book, Angels of Faith. He sat down and began to turn the pages as he stared at the angelic drawings. I said, that was lovely, but, you know, it could have been a coincidence. But then my friend said that after the toddler had taken all the books off the shelf, his mother then put them back in random order. He then stared at the bookshelf once again, reached out, and chose my book again. On several more occasions when the child went back to the bookshelf, he looked at the bookshelf, and out of all the many books, he again purposely chose the Angels of Faith book, sat down, and slowly got lost in the energetic, angelic frequencies that the book holds within its pages as it was channeled directly from God's messages. It is these angelic frequencies that awaken people and connects them to their divine eternal natures and helps them remember that they are magnificent, beautiful, and powerful, and certainly divine. One client's testimonial of this book was this beautifully written and illustrated children's book, really it's for everyone, young and old, brings Jesus' message alive for us in the 21st century, for he promised that we would never die. And Candy Hoff, who has twice experienced that for herself, brings the boon back for all of us. Through the eyes of a child, Candy shows us eternal life and a love that never dies. Some people say, I'll believe it when I see it. And others say, I'll see it when I believe it. Functional MRIs substantiate the latter. We see what we believe. When you believe that you will never die, you'll see miracles in your life every day and everywhere. This book shows and tells how we never die, which when we really know that, we are free to genuinely love ourselves, life, and others. I'm reminded of that saying, no matter what the question is, always the answer. Thank you, Claire Candy Hoff, and many blessings to you. And this is from Patricia. She is a publisher in Pacific Grove, California. So if you'd like to order a copy of this extraordinary, inspirationally divine channel book, Angels of Faith, or you need some help in connecting to your own wholeness, your peace, your divinity, your clarity, and self-love within, in order for you to step forward in your life with confidence and empowered assurance, I would love to help you. You know, you can book your own intuitive counseling, Reiki life-changing sessions, or angel readings. Perhaps you'd like to learn Reiki perhaps learn tarot. You can do all these things in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using phone or Skype. Call Angel Healing House, please, after the show on 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Make today that day when you take that all-important step toward manifesting an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel advice or that free angel guidance. 609, you will be up first, and then 408 in that order. But I like to take about 15, 20 minutes to talk about our topic for today before we take those phone calls. And the topic of today that the Posse of Angels wish to speak about is called Allow God to Be Your Social Network. You know, listeners, the Posse of Angels is beginning the program today by showing me some visions. They're showing me an old-fashioned rotary dial phone and an answering machine next to it. And here we go. What's this? They're showing me an old-fashioned typewriter, a transistor radio, okay, and a black-and-white television. Okay, now where are they going with this? Okay, now they're showing me a modern cell phone. They're saying how wonderful technology is and how it is streamlined and made our daily lives so much easier. And with the advent of computers and the internet reaching to all corners of the globe, the world has certainly gotten much smaller, and we have been able to connect with people far and wide through all different kinds of social networking sites. You know, if one is in business today, having a website in addition to having a presence on sites like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest, just to name a few, become a necessity for someone to find out information about us and our business. People put a great deal of emphasis on the amount of likes that we receive on our pages, and how many friends that have posted, and many of us even pay extra money to boost the amount of people that see our posts. But the Posse of Angels is chiming in, and they're saying that unlike the rotary phone and the old-fashioned typewriters, which we now look at as outdated relics from the past, there are some old-fashioned ways that are still the best and the most effective way to easily receive and connect with the people that will be of optimum assistance for us. And the way that we can all take advantage of this is to allow God to be our social network. Now, the Posse of Angels is quick to point out that each and every one of us is here with our, each and every one of us that is here on planet Earth in human form has free will and free choice to create with the universe exactly what we desire for our lives to look like. And while it's fun building an online base to family and friends, it is really important to let go and drop how people must connect with us and who we are targeting to engage with, as both of these are the providence of God and the angels. Do this for our greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. In fact, just this past week, I had a great example of watching the grace of God easily step into my life, and I experienced this because I live by allowing God to be my social network. You know, being in business, I often receive calls from different companies asking me if I am happy with my current services that I'm using in my business. As I'm busy, I usually tell them thank you for the call, but that I'm very happy and I say goodbye. A young woman called me and said she was looking at my website and as she launched into her sales pitch asking me if I was happy with how much my Google AdWords plan was generating, I said that I was very happy with it. But then something told me, okay, something nudged me to express my thoughts further to this young lady. I said, you know, we all need to have a presence on the internet today, and things like Google AdWords and social networking are indeed important. But all this action and pushing and doing, it actually pales in comparison when we truly open to receive in the most divine of ways. She then said, you're talking about the laws of attraction, aren't you? To which I replied, yes, and if we are mindful about doing our best, and then leaving the rest up to God's limitless possibilities, it's amazing what or who will appear in our reality. I then felt prompted to tell this young lady about a client that was divinely led to me, and his name was Bruce. Bruce's wife found out that he was having an affair, and she left him and took their children away with her. During this time, his clients had steadily stopped coming to his dental office, and he was on the verge of bankruptcy. To forget about his troubles, he began self-medicating with alcohol and drugs as he slipped deeper and deeper into depression. Now, on the day he closed his office doors for the last time, he decided that when he left the office, he would go home and kill himself. Crying in his office, he asked God to send him an angel to help him find his way. Locking the back office door, he stepped into the alleyway to get to his car. As it was trash day, all the garbage cans were lined along the alleyway, and as he walked along, he looked up and he gasped and stopped in amazement. There, on top of one of the garbage cans, was a full magazine page photo of me and my angel's wings that was featured in an advertisement on the back of a magazine. Walking over, he picked up the page. He received shivers all up and down his body. He then phoned me and booked a session with me. The sessions that Bruce had with me were cathartic and helped him clearly see the steps he needed to follow to get his life back on track. The young Google AdWords girl was so quiet when I was telling her this story, and then she said, I got shivers, and I kept getting shocks as you related that story to me. I said that that was because it was truth for her. I then said, sometimes when we are at a crossroads of our lives, all we have to do is pray and then be open to receive in the most extraordinary of ways, wants us to receive. The young woman then said, I cannot believe you are saying this, as just this morning I said, God, I am at a crossroads in my life, and I prayed and asked God to send me someone who can give me direction. She then said, when is the soonest that I can book a session with you? Now, another example of the extraordinary power of God's networking ability came this past week when I was visiting my parents in Maryland. The basement bathroom ceiling was water spotted, as there had been a steady leak from above, and a plumber was called in to fix it. After looking at the problem, he said he could get the necessary parts to fix the leak, and he would be back in a few hours. I said, I'll be on a phone consultation at that time with a client and not available, but my parents would be home by then. When he asked me what I did and I mentioned Reiki, his face lit up and he said that he had experienced the amazing, awesome effects that Reiki had, as he had many treatments. And then we launched into a whole discussion on metaphysics, power of healing. He ended up asking me for my brochure, and he said, do you have several other brochures, because I want to tell other people about you. And this all came about not from anything else, but from a leaky pipe. Before we go on to speak more about allowing God to be the highest form of our social networking and to surrender and to let go to that, let's go to the phone lines and see who we have with us today. 609, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. And how has your life been for the last couple of months, Susan?
It's been kind of a roller coaster ride.
Roller coaster. You know, sometimes roller coasters can be fun. Sometimes they can be scary. Sometimes they can be thrilling. And sometimes they can be just downright, quite like a nightmare. Which one of those words would you say that your life was?
Well, I have stage 4 breast cancer, so I guess kind of in between I have my ups and downs. So, I'm just trying to, like you were mentioning about direction, I guess I was, you know, I'm almost 2 years into this, and you would think, okay, I should be an old pro at it by now, but, you know, they have me on hormonal treatment, so, you know, I'm a 45-year-old woman in menopause, so some days I don't know who I am, like my body's out of control, so.
Well, even the breast cancer aside, even that, you know, those ages, those years of, you know, 40 plus, when you start going through all kinds of menopausal thing, even without the added addition of the breast cancer, the mood swings, the those typical symptoms that you have can cause cravings and so many other things. So on top of it, you have the concern of the breast cancer.
I'm sorry, was that a question or?
No, I'm saying that, you know, sort of menopause in itself is causes women, you know, many women, you know, so many different concerns. But on top of that, now you have the breast cancer as well.
Sure. Well, mine is causing, it's medically induced. You know, I probably wouldn't have it for another at least, I don't know, 5-10 years. But so lots of fun.
so lots of fun. So there are a couple things that the Posse of Angels, while I shuffle the cards, they're saying. One of the most important things for our well-being, and this goes for those people that have discovered some, unwellness in the body, dis-ease, emotional wellness, is to keep nurturing and nourishing our soul. And this can be anywhere from allowing yourself to laugh. Many studies have shown that those people, you know, who have been diagnosed with illnesses, have started a regimen of allowing themselves to enjoy life, to really belly laugh at things, to allow themselves to surrender and let go. So many times there has to be alarm bells in our life for us to really take a look at our life and to see where perhaps our life was out of balance. Were we giving of ourselves, 99% or 100% and doing very little to feed our souls? So I was going to, while I'm shuffling the cards, asking you, what do you do to nurture and nourish yourself and allow yourself to have fun and play and laugh?
Well, I do some pet sitting on the side, and so today I only had one dog to walk, but it actually was a blessing, so I took the dog out, and I took her in the park and threw a stick and watched her run and enjoy it and chew on it, and that brought me joy, and it lifted my spirits just being out in nature. And, I can't always get myself out, but, I'm paid to walk this person's dog, so I kind of had to force myself. So.
Okay, yeah. But they're specifically saying that, something that when you do it, it lifts your spirits, you lose all track of time, and it brings you immense joy inside. That's a lot of times the clients that I've spoken with, that has something to do with creativity, whether that's painting, whether that's singing, whether that's, it's like instead of looking at art books, it's creating the art. Instead of listening to music, it's playing an instrument or singing, dancing, gardening, all of those craft work, things like that. Writing, journaling. Do you write?
It's funny you mentioned that. I also craft, but I've been kind of, blocked lately. And also I was going to ask you about my writing, but you brought it up, so...
Yeah, the part of, you know what they're saying? They're showing me there is a book above your head. Do you know that there's a book above your head?
A book above my head, literally, or a book that...
They're showing me that there's a book above your head. The reason that the whole writing thing has come to you is because... that there is a book inside of you that is it's wanting to come out. All it will take for you to do is honor and respect yourself enough to give yourself time. Maybe it's even 15 minutes every day. Maybe it's a half an hour. Maybe it's an hour. Set aside a time where you won't be disturbed. Maybe, sometime in the evening. When I've helped people with this before, I like ceremonies, so I would light a candle and I just close your eyes, open your heart and ask your angels to come in and say, I'm ready to open, to bring forth this book. And you will see the ease that you will have in bringing forth this book. Most people say that they're blocked. But most things are blocked when you don't allow and honor and respect yourself to value who you are, to nurture your creativity, and to give it time. A lot of times, all we need is to make one step forward, and then the universe, God, and the angels make many steps back to us. So you will feel much better, more fulfilled once you really honor this this ability of yours to write. And that's why it's kind of niggling at you. I mean, you didn't tell me anything about writing, and then I just heard from the posse of angels, tell her to write, and this will make her feel better.
I was going to ask, actually, but I thought, you know what, I'll see what she comes up with, and you did, so very good.
You're welcome. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for you. Oh, yeah.
seeing the first cards coming out. I love the tarot cards. The first card is the Queen of Pentacles. The Queen of Pentacles is that queen that she is the one that's in a state of peace and grace and fulfillment. And she feels lavishly abundant because she knows how to receive. Do you allow yourself to receive, Susan?
Not sure what you mean by receive.
Receive help, receive gifts. You know, there are so many women that, you know, they give, you know, but when somebody gives them a compliment, that's a lovely dress. Oh, this old thing, I've had it for ages. You look very nice today. Oh, you know, I dressed in a hurry and, you know, I have like, you know, 20 pounds to lose, or they'll say anything, but they won't say, isn't that lovely? Thank you.
Yes, it depends on the day. No, I like compliments. It cheers me up.
Okay.
You know, my boyfriend brought me some flowers on Friday, and I said thank you. And, you know, I didn't say no, I don't deserve this. I did receive, because I love flowers, and he hasn't done it in a while, and he did it to cheer me up. And I was like, thank you. So I look at those flowers, and it does bring joy. So.
Okay, well, this certainly, the Queen of Pentacles, is a confirmation about a woman who nurtures and nourishes herself. She's very soft, she's very yielding, receptive, and she's open to receiving. And because there has to be a balance, because we give so much, to open to receive. The next card that comes out, there's another pentacle. This is the Knight of Pentacles. They're saying this is in regard to your writing. And the Posse of Angels, they're a bit cheeky now, because what they're saying is, if you had a friendship in which you only spoke to the friend maybe when you were in trouble, or only, you know, wanted something from them, or called them on rare occasions, it wouldn't be much of a friendship. So they're saying that when you make time to connect with your higher self, if you want to call that God, angels, or spirit guides, or whatever, then it will strengthen your psychic and telepathic abilities to be able to hear, see, in some instances, hear, see, and know in your heart when they're around. So that's something that they're saying will be an offshoot of you sitting down and writing, to having a much stronger connection with your angelic guidance. And the next card that comes out for you is the Emperor. And this is the card of really allowing yourself to take charge of the situation. I think this has to do with the illness. As long as you can keep a very good attitude about it, do the best you can with seeking, you know, advice on how to proceed. A lot of times the clients that I've helped that have had cancer, overall the greatest thing for them with all the treatments and everything else has been their attitude, and remained loving, honoring, and respecting for themselves, and really nurturing and nourishing their souls, and allowing themselves to laugh. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Susan.
It has. It really has. Thank you.
Okay. I'm sending you so much love. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you so much, Susan. Our next caller is 408. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
California.
You're calling from California. And how are you doing? How has the last couple of months been for you?
My life is always interesting and full of changes, and And I have kind of a restless soul, and she takes me very many places. So,
well, you know what?
I just come to embrace it more.
Well, you know what? The only thing that I've come to learn, and this was from years and years of being a control freak and making lists and trying to control life, is that the thing that we can be most certain of is that life changes. That's it.
Indeed.
It has to change. It has to change in order for us to grow. Your comment reminded me of a friend who she couldn't afford to pay her rent. I mean, there's so many things that happened for her. It was actually a blessing for her because she has spent the better part of the last 3 or 4 months traveling around on what she calls the magical mystery tour, and she's writing about it. She's writing about it, and she's journaling about she's getting all these ideas about maybe perhaps putting it into a second book and about the experiences and the people the lives that she's touched and how she's open to receive from people. So it sounds like you're a bit of a mystic wanderer as well.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And talking about receiving, something I read constantly, but something that came to me is about receiving the breath.
Yes, receiving the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us take our what is most probably, you know, our hearts and our breathing. So much for granted. We know when we stop breathing, you know, that gets our attention. But most of the time, it's our life breath, what I call our sacred breath, that just keeps us, it keeps our life force going. It keeps our human incarnation animated. And it is the ability for us to be able to function in the physical world.
Indeed. Indeed, and we take in energy, you know, with every breath.
Yes. Yeah, and we take in energy. And having said that, as a Reiki practitioner, it's also very important for us to monitor exactly what energies we're taking in. You know, we have been divinely gifted with free will and free choice, so we can decide whether we're going to eat, you know, sort of high vibrational or organic. High energy foods, or we're going to eat, you know, devitalized food, whether we think thoughts that make us, you know, joyful, positive, optimistic, you know, whether we do things emotionally or whether we spend time with people who sap our energetic frequencies, or we actually make conscious decisions in our lives. So, and it's just a practice. I'm sure you find this in your own life as well.
Indeed, yes. I do have to monitor energies because I am pretty sensitive.
Yeah. Would you say that you're an empath?
Indeed. I certainly am.
Yeah. I'm picking that up very strongly. Also, do you know, I'm going to... the posse of angels are kind of giving you a push. Do you know that you're an elemental?
Some have said that to me, but I haven't quite aligned with it yet.
Okay, all right. I'm picking up a lot of fairy energy, very, very creative, very playful. Some people say the fairies are mischievous, but I think that it's just because they're so passionate and they're so elated about life, looking after the animal and the plant kingdom, and I don't know, I'm just picking up. Do you prefer to be in nature, by the water, or anywhere in particular?
Near trees, the place I just moved to a couple of weeks ago, I have a direct line of sight to Mount Shasta.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Maybe that's why I'm picking up the elemental energies. That's one place. I've been in Cali now for 6 years, and my husband and I moved here from Australia. And funnily enough, we were near the Glasshouse Mountains, which were a vortex, an energetic vortex, which drew a lot of UFOs to it. A lot of ET activity, and I would like to get up to Mount Shasta at some stage too. So beautiful, beautiful area up there.
It is gorgeous here, very pretty.
Oh my gosh! So that's where your travels have taken you so far.
I've been all over the place. I've been in Oregon, Idaho, Oklahoma, Texas, Arizona, Nebraska, Georgia.
Well, maybe you have a book inside of you about your travels.
Yeah, I have to release whatever block I have to writing first.
There you go. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely mystic wanderer, Sharon.
Thank you.
Okay. It's funny you just said you have to release something and the Three of Swords comes out. This card, there's no bones about this card. This card comes out when there's something in the past that needs to be released. Whatever happens to us in the past, the most important thing is even not that it happened, but is our acknowledgement that we drew that person and that event to ourselves because we wrote it into the contract of our life. In order to grow, in order to be challenged. I once had somebody write into me and ask me for advice on how she could live an easy life. And I said, don't ask for an easy life. Ask for God to give you the most beneficial life. And if that's full of struggles and challenges, I said, when you cross over, you are going to be so proud of yourself on how hard you tried and what you triumphed over and succeeded. So acknowledge, the Posse of Angels are giving me these four things that would be helpful for you to do to release whatever that is in the past. One, acknowledge that you wrote it into the contract of your life.
Okay.
Even the contrasting things. Two, thank the person for loving you so much, for playing that contrasting role and coming back and being an actor in the theater of your life. That is enormous, what they have done in order for you to learn your lesson. And our best lessons come in contrast and hardship sometimes. The third thing that the Posse of Angels wants you to do is to bless the event or bless that person. And the reason you bless them, they're saying, is because they're allowed to walk their journey. They're allowed to make their decisions and their choices. Their choices and decisions are not yours, but we don't want anybody to tell us what to do on our journey. So they're allowed to walk their journey. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not right or wrong. There are no mistakes. There's only another person's journey. So bless them where they are. And then after you acknowledge and thank and bless them, then you fully release them from having any effect on your life ever again. And what this will do, this will lift the burden of that past off of your heart and what effect it's having, and it will release the blocks, it will make you clear, and you'll have the clarity to be able to easily create and bring forth brings you most joy. So that's a very telling card to start off with, very, very telling, because you said releasing the past, and then the Three of Swords comes up. When you do this, when you fully do this, Sharon, what's going to happen is the Knight of Cups comes in. Now, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay. They're saying that the reason that a beloved, I love the word beloved that they use, that a beloved has not been presented in your path is because energetically you still haven't released the past and made peace with it. The Knight of Cups is the knight in shining armor. Once you release the past and you soften inside and you see it from an angel's perspective and you really understand, acknowledge, thank, bless, fully release, then you open the door for the knight in shining armor, for the energies inside of you to be more, again, soft, receiving, open, receptive, and then, da-da-da, you will draw to yourself because of your energies inside, your hearts flutter, that knight in shining armor on the outside. And then the next card that's coming in for you, oh, isn't this lovely? Finally, the Ten of Swords is a situation and their meaning, any attachment to the past, will be completely over for you and you will be finally free. And this is again, put new opportunities will present themselves for you when you put the past behind you. This is a telling reading for you, Sharon. Two of these very pointy swords, one on the top, one on the bottom. But who is all marshmallow and squishy and is just waiting for you to release the past is the knight in shining armor, the knight of cups in the middle. So I hope that's full for you.
Very much. Thank you so much. I will go through that process, that forgiving process.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what? Once you will see this manifest in your reality, and I don't give guarantees out on my program, but once you see this manifesting, because you've let go of the past and changed the energies within, you send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com and say, oh, I can't believe it. I did these things and I softened inside. And then you know what happened. Would you do that for me?
I will, Candy. I will, definitely.
Okay. I'm sending you so much love, my mystic wanderer. Go out there and spread your beautiful energies from place to place and say hi to all the ETs around Mount Shasta for me.
I certainly will. Namaste.
Namaste. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller. 817, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I
speaking? Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal, where are you calling from?
Texas.
From lovely Texas. And how has Crystal's life been in, the last 6 to 8 weeks?
It's good. It's really good. I'm learning. I'm just watching, you know, just enjoying life.
Isn't that an upbeat comment? Good for you. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
Tell me, trying to learn
more about, you know, spirituality and understanding, you know, different things that happen every day, you know, looking at life as symbols instead of just not thinking, you know, just making sure I'm not missing anything.
Yeah. All we got to do is live in the present moment and keep our eyes open. You know, I was visiting my parents in Maryland and there are a lot of deer in the area. And I looked out the window, and there on the verge where they have like an open field and then they have the forest, a mother deer had deposited a baby deer. I was standing there, and I looked at one of my brothers, and I said, do you know what a deer is about? And he said, no. I said, a deer is about not pushing the river in life. A deer is about being still and allowing God to show you how to step forward. A deer is also about the opening of life. And because it's a baby deer, it's about a new start. Now, my brother, who is not into any of this, looks at me. He said, I am getting shocked. Why are you giving me shocks? I said, I'm not giving you shocks. I said, you're giving yourself that shock because this is truth for you. He said, I didn't tell you, but I just got finished with a very, very destructive for me, legal hassle that I was going through for many years, and it just ended, and I'm about to step forward in a new opening for me that's very excited. And I cannot believe that you're saying this. And I looked at him, and I said, life is not hard to figure out. All you need to do to say to God, I'm on a need-to-know basis. You show me the signs, whether that's animal totems or angel feathers or the whispering of the breeze or the waving of the trees, whatever that is, and I will tune myself to you, and magic will happen.
That is beautiful, and that's true, because as you were talking, I was thinking about that's what happened to me years ago. I was driving down the street, and all of a sudden, I was talking to someone in the car, and my spirit just said, be quiet, and I slowed the car down, and I got quiet, and I put my hand up to tell everybody to be quiet, and all of a sudden, a deer shot across the path, and if I had kept going that same speed, I could have hit the deer or lost control of the car, but at that time in my life, what was going on is that I was coming out of a severe sickness and a thought pattern of lack, and I was pursuing my bachelor's degree at the time, which I was a student in high school that was a failure, and in my family, I was considered as a failure, and I was closing that, I abandoned that belief that I was a failure and pursued that degree, and I was on my way because I had to drive long distance just to get the degree. And I wouldn't let anything, the sickness or anything, the lack of money, the lack of a vehicle, I wouldn't let anything interfere with me obtaining that goal. And so I kept going no matter what popped up, you know.
Yeah.
And I obtained it. And it wasn't that difficult. After I obtained it, I figured it was a lot of false beliefs that was, you know, trying to hold me in a, in position of paralysis, but it was all in my head, you know. And I had to break through. So that was something which you just said because it's so true. It was like your brother was going through a battle, and my battle was mainly in my mind. But it was, you know, once something start manifesting, you're a child, and it manifests again and again. You begin to believe that it's actually real. Because you have no other knowledge to, go against it. And, I had the knowledge that I had to go against it was the truth, that I was not that experience that I was experiencing. It was just a lack of knowledge that was causing the failure. And I had to, believe in myself. And, it took a while, but I actually did it, and it was no problem after that.
Isn't that wonderful that you empowered yourself? Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for the lovely, cheerful, and Crystal. Are you in a committed relationship now? Are you? There's something about there's either a marriage or a wedding or some kind of celebration coming up for you.
I know I'm in a relationship, but I had the dream in March of this year of the same thing that you're talking about. And I was like, what is this? Someone was asking me for, you know, they gave me a big diamond ring. And I was like, what are you talking about? you know, in a dream. I usually don't accept this ring, but since it's so big, I'll take it. I said that in a dream.
It's interesting. The Four of Wands can either mean a marriage, but it could be also a celebration of some hard work. That you've been you get the success from your hard work, or it could actually be a marriage. It could be a marriage of like business partners, or there's some celebration coming up for you. And first of all, before I choose another card, the Posse of Angels want to congratulate you, Crystal, because you are living a conscious life of awareness. You are in the flow of life just for the mere fact that you are in the present moment. You're looking for those signs. You know that you're not a victim. You know, if there's not a sign to step forward, you won't. You listen, you hear, and they're patting you on the back and throwing their arms around you, which is lovely. look at this. There's something in your career coming up. These are all wands, which points to your career. This is the Six of Wands, which is the triumph card. You got not only the celebration card, but you got the triumph card saying congratulations, it's time to move on with promotions, a scholarship, some reward, or a project. So this is a victory
card. Yeah, I have been pursuing something in my career, and I just said, well, I know something is coming because I had another dream with a fireworks. The stars started racing over my head. It was like a night. And I saw stars chasing. I thought they were falling stars, but actually they were chasing. Then they stopped and did a formation right above my head. And then all of a sudden I saw fireworks and then a rainbow at nighttime.
Oh, how wonderful. Those are great
So
times.
I just said,
I was going to say, you are going to be so successful with this, and it's because of all your diligence, your will, your belief and faith in yourself that things will work out. You never gave up. And the next card, oh my gosh, is in the Wheel of Fortune, which means that the destiny is turning in your favor. So I want you to send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com and tell me what this is when it appears, because they're saying Mercury's in retrograde now. When Mercury, the planet of communication, starts to move forward, we have another eclipse coming up. And so more towards the end of October into November, you should be seeing signs of the realization of this. So I hope this has all been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have an absolutely gorgeous day, just like yourself. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you so much to all my callers. And that just about wraps up our time together on Angel Healing House Radio for today. Again, thank you to all my callers. Thank you to all my listeners. A big congratulations to Kathy, and her telephone number is 443-905. Kathy, if you're listening, congratulations. If not, I will call you directly after the show today to wish you well and to arrange for that special free birthday session for you. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me a request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, @angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative, life-changing angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone, using Skype. You can call Angel Healing House at 8277-3716, or again, email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a glorious week. Bye.